yes, now welcome once again to another package. You don't carry come. Yes, FPL by the Republicans. We don't enter studio again to give now. Everyone I need to know as it concerns game week, what will happen this weekend. Remember, we always give now updates. We always give now what I need to do as it concerns your players, then we're going to need to pick, and also how to arrange your players for the weekend. I did inside the studio. My name is Timmy. The one and only, man, we be saying I'm a star boy for us so far. Whether or not you like him, he's in a star boy. He's in a star boy. Olamide Afa.
I do. Timmy, how do you
mean? I did. Wait, this weekend, I'll be, yeah, last weekend. What's your highest?
Oh, more. I don't even lie.
It is cast for me. I know life for myself.
Even myself is cast for me. So I don't know what to say. The FPL actually did volatile. So the space between even the top 100,000, the next 100,000, not too plenty. Mm. So if you get like two consecutive bad weeks, if you just come off from where you come off from, you get. I mean, they first the week before. Now I did it for our league. Yeah, for our league. So you didn't say the last 2 points. Okay, no, just good for me. Last week I've been scored. I think 50 something or something like 52 or around.
I don't think my own even reached 50. My own is 40 something.
People have been back. Ivan Tony. Yeah. I wanna transfer me. Now you know, go do anything.
The guy just a flop for this season. This period, man.
Then my goalkeeper Raya away. They always pull a ton of
myself. Chop plenty.
So not a good game week.
No, he bad for myself this past weekend. But allow me, Moku, check out the normal. I know say normal. Haaland, everybody expect Haaland to give points. He scored two goals. But more leave Haaland for now. More talk about Alex Iwobi. Now, one of those players will be say, all of a sudden, you don't say they do assist. He scored goal against Manchester United, even though they lose that match. But then, would they see him say, Naim being one of the best players for Everton? 5 assists so far. And nobody give him eye at all. True. This guy is coming of age.
So true. It will be they get in best season, arguably his best season ever
for Everton. Yeah,
since when he don't come, even though he has been for Premier League generally, even when he did Arsenal, because now he don't take up main role. Like I see Evertonians who they happy for Twitter say or more. Then go say they get this guy, and he looks like a totally different player from last season. Mm. But remember, they get 1 point where he even been there out of the team. I think
definitely
before Lampard been come,
exactly.
Now he don't become arguably their best player, and you know, and even though they play different role now, you see, it will be the ball, like, see, everything they go through and he gets, he just did that part with the weight, they collect, but all those kind of things. So, you know, they're more involved in their play. And the assists when he gets, nobody just on area assist, actually, very, very good assist. And his flair, I think he's more that confidence and don't start the show. Mm. It won't be nice, they be 12, he didn't get 12 points last week.
5.5 million.
In the average, 4.3 points per 90.
Wow.
You get. Now compare with Gabriel Jesus. Jesus is the average 5.3 points per 90. So 4.3, 5.0. But that was 1 point. And that was one more. Yeah. Nine. So and Jesus now person where would he look say almost
nine
that
kind of
stuff.
Exactly, points.
Exactly.
More.
But it will be for 5.5 million. Now they look like say almost now person where he's supposed to try for.
My God. Because me, when I see him, I say 12 points this weekend. I can't really say, man, maybe in a player we say you guys should put inside your squad, whether or not you like it. Because in the end, more of Everton play, they go through him.
Exactly.
And most of the goals where they score, either if he get two or if he don't get one, exactly. If he don't get two, three passes, at least one go enter for him.
True.
For goals. So
Mo does keep our eye on top.
Exactly.
Look first.
But another player, maybe say, I would like to talk about, I don't know, Danny Ings, whether or not because of new manager bounce. Even though it's not be the new manager, we did here now, talking about Unai Emery.
Yeah.
Now he will be the new manager. Yeah. But the fact that, say, inside they score goal again, all of a sudden, he get 12 points, he scored two goals, I think. Sure, you go reason Danny Ings as one of the strikers you say you look at.
So Ings never get a good season by in standard. You get it. But anyway, the whole team they suffer. So they show for in this thing. And in 12 points, it came as a surprise to everybody because they look see their kind of time. You know when they get minutes, I think it's averaging like 43 minutes per game this season. You get because you never to play.
Yeah.
And when they play, sometimes it could come on and all kind of stuff. So you never to get games. For now, it's too early to start the Chukai for Ings. We never know how everyone play.
Well, I mean, funny enough, most that Aston Villa squad, most of them gather points. Leon Bailey, Tyrone Mings,
the Watkins,
all of them, exactly. That man, you just and shine.
Everybody chop that day. Everybody chop that day. You get. But I mean, he's not a very bad season. So just one game, no fee, make you decide to say, okay, one time. But he had a very good game week, and we're happy to see Ings back current.
Because for me, Tyrone Mings been there my squad before I come out.
Why you go get Mings? calamity defender.
Okay, we'll talk about Kodzuma. He score goal. Very rarely you go see Kodzuma they score goal. But even though say most times they always go forward for their corners and the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But now another player we say at least shine this weekend for West Ham United.
He had a very good distance.
He had clean sheets.
Yeah, clean sheets and of course goal. Yeah, that defender. Depending on how West Ham won play and how you know how their defense or how good their defense did generally. Mm. Now this week now they go away to Manchester United. So you expect say they could concede. So even if they are happy now.
You actually wait.
Maybe after the United game, then before you bring Kodzuma in.
And lastly, we'll just talk about two players, Andres Pereira. Not to play good games like that.
But Pereira actually, so considering how cheap he is for 4.6 million, and if you don't come on Mitrovic for that Fulham team, the next person where they look to Na Pereira, you get for that. So in a player,
you don't even talk about Willian.
Now, the first goals with that. Now, you know, you call the number of goals and score for Arsenal. I mean, it's been like this is it. So Pereira and the next person they look for that team. And for 4.6 million, a person where if even bench option for you, you get, depending on the kind of game, we could just bring them in. So, I advise that you can consider Pereira. Mm.
And they're talking about the best goalkeeper, Dean Henderson, all of a sudden, don't become star boy again. Because Liverpool, I don't know what to do Liverpool that day.
Saves.
But Dean Henderson, fantastic. We don't already know, say, in they always keep saves, in they always do saves for Nottingham Forest, but no surprises against Liverpool too, saying come out good. Okay, most transferred in. Moku talk about Almiron, Miguel Almiron, the man from Paraguay. Olamide, people know me, I know raising Almiron. People they thought say since when Jack Grealish, Yabam, it's like the bros don't go meet in witch doctor. They don't give him jazz, they don't give him what to mock more. We're not the use now. And now people don't for £5.4 million. Mm-hmm. Olamide, now very cheap buy. You reason say, okay, the likes of Madison, we've been talking about some weeks ago, you know they come good. You reason another player, Odegaard, they come good. You reason even Gabriel Martinelli too, they come good. Once like Kevin De Bruyne, they come good. But Almiron. Like 3 games now, you don't score, and nobody the reason I'm so.
Yeah,
I didn't say this transfer in. I hope say nobody now they're not going to transfer. I mean,
ain't going to score. I understand why people know the reason Almiron because I think he's having his best scoring season.
Best
so far.
season ever.
You get and now he'll be the top scorer for Newcastle United this season. And nobody really expects seeing the Paraguayan would like turn up like that this season. And you know Newcastle don't they on a very good run from their fourth on the table now.
True.
Nobody saw them. We don't know how long it's going to continue. But Mono forgets we get like 3 games before World Cup break. And Almiron gets, of those 3 games, Newcastle and their fixture, they get 2 greens and 1 green. Meaning, say, they get 2 easy match where we expect them at least to turn up and win. You get?
Yeah.
So if they try consider Newcastle assets, now the best time to consider them before we go for that World Cup break, where everybody can relax and that kind of stuff.
And also before that World Cup, they get Arsenal.
They get Arsenal. So right now, Almiron actually person who is supposed to check out for 5.4 million because
very cheap, man.
He's one of the bright sparks for Newcastle attack.
Mm. And then we'll talk about Rosard. Finally, he scored one goal.
I don't come out now.
Yeah, exactly. Now the surprising and people see they bring him in. But for Mitrovic, Mitrovic don't bounce back from Munjo because when he come back from Munjo, he not to score. But now he be like he don't get that scoring form.
So I think now his second game after injury, and in score. We don't know Mitrovic before he go this thing. And I think it's the third. The third highest scorer now for league after Kane, after Alan and Kane. I stand corrected. So Mitrovic, now person where everybody don't know, like we don't believe, you know, that injury and just stop
now
that.
You stop
know,
it
why
for, yeah,
transfer
true,
him out.
True,
so
true.
It's understandable why people go transfer him. Say, okay, you don't wear back. Oh yeah, now come back. Come this team. So is it understandable?
One word, Foden, or one sentence, Foden.
good option. I don't even like.
Good option.
City have the guest sea of greens.
Yeah.
Foden is averaging the most minutes he don't get when he don't join with Man City. So Ingo, Ingo day one of the starting guys for the team. You get, and he always turn up for points. So definitely, Foden too.
Okay, most transferred out players. What we say they come out from inside their managers list. Talking about players, definitely you guys talk about Salah. I don't know who they transfer him in the first place. Me, I don't come out since I think week 4, week 3. For Salah, understandably. Mm-hmm. For James, I think that the Wunja won't get.
Yeah.
And that's why they come out. For Pascal Gross too, he's been starting well, but then all of a sudden you just die out. But Olamide, more start. I know say Salah will not say Salah own now because say Liverpool know they do well. So more leave Salah out of it. But for Gabriel Jesus, what did it happen?
Jesus don't come off my team. It's disappointing, say, for 8 points for striker of 8 points.
With all the expectations and the way we take start game, start the season.
Exactly.
And the way we say Arsenal take the play through them.
Mm-hmm. For a cycle of 8.0 million, of 8 million, in they deliver 5.3 points per game. And it's not just good enough.
Mm.
It's not just good enough. They expect, for a person of And that's not they actually try score, you get.
Yeah.
And you try score. And you don't expect to see Omo, he's supposed to be part of those goals.
At least every two games, you're supposed to get 2 goals.
Exactly. So when you look around and you see Omo, they're actually cheaper options, cheaper strikers that could get you more than what he's delivering. Maybe not time for you to take on Jesus. But before you do him, if you still get Jesus for your team, Arsenal next match at home to Nottingham Forest.
Okay.
You get so.
That's what we talk about Liverpool.
Yes, but Arsenal did Emirates to Nottingham Forest. They, okay. You know, we don't, for these their last 3 games, they don't get, you know, they don't get, their form never too good. You know,
yeah, they struggle to score goals.
Southampton 9 conquer. So expect to this midweek, they go rest. We believe that the fixture congestion, they cause them.
Yeah.
This midweek against PSV, they go rest a lot of players. And especially those players, one of them will definitely include Jesus and probably Saka.
Mm-hmm.
Those players will come back for weekend refreshed and ready to go against Nottingham Forest. And of their 3 games too, before this thing end, Chelsea now the only one will be great there. We mean say, okay, now the only kind of difficult game for them, they also get 2 easy games.
So people will transfer Jesus out now, are they on the wrong team?
If you don't transfer him, I don't feel blame you. But if you still get him for your team, I also don't feel blame you. You still keep him because, you just lost 3 games.
You still get hope for Jesus.
I don't transfer him out now. If you say he's my team, I go still keep him because I know say against Nottingham Forest, what better way than to come back than that?
So I mean, I can understand why they transfer him out because over like 2-3 weeks now, he never score goal and you begin to wonder £8 million. No, they get goal. No, they give you points. No, they give you assist. You just did here nothing. Anyway, surprise, surprise, Zaha all of a sudden too. And a player will say, I don't know what happened to Ram. All of a sudden, instead of just die out. I been give hope too to Ram. Say Ingo give us points. But in the end, nothing they come out from Zaha. Okay, Moku C players to watch out for. Olamide, and we'll talk about Alex Iwobi from the very start.
Mm-hmm.
And now one of the players we say you guys watch out for. I know say by now, Imonigo don't they increase much more too.
Definitely.
Whether or not we like him. But talking about Iwobi, talking about Almiron, more focus on these two players because the 2 players we say they're very, very cheap. 5.5 mm-hmm. and 5.4 million. For these 2 guys, really, for this weekend, for Fulham, definitely Everton go on use Iwobi as normal. Aston Villa, they play against Newcastle United. We know Newcastle, they attack well. Almiron fit score goal.
True.
Of these 2 players, if you won't get them, which one will be the first on your list?
So, for these 2 players, if you won't get them, I'm definitely, you're going to look Almiron, you know, because of the way, the form with Newcastle today. And typically, they play even more forward than Alexander Iwobi.
Mm.
You get. And despite saying Iwobi, I think Iwobi still has just that 1 goal this season, I think, against United.
Manchester United. So for Almiron,
the only blip with Almiron, we say, especially it was supposed to be Unai Emery first game.
First
so we don't know which kind Villa we'll go see. Maybe there's a
very defensive one.
Exactly. Maybe it's a new. But given the form when Newcastle today, you expect, say, not there 90 goals will come from. So if you had the choice between 5.5 million and 5.4 million, the cheaper option and the more likely option should be Almiron.
So Almiron for us, Naime, the player, we say you guys more or less lean to if you won't pick any of these players. Definitely, we don't talk about Iwobi in Sabines based on passes when they always give. And people now don't enjoy him. Now, Dominic Calvert-Lewin don't come back. So those passes when they give, he even still bring goals and points for Iwobi too. So no rule amount. As normal, we always talk about Haaland. Definitely a player to watch out for. And against Leicester City, you expect to score goal. So, Kevin De Bruyne to go create, definitely.
Yeah, so Haaland, during their Champions League game yesterday, they get a knock.
Yeah, get fever or something.
Yeah, no, Cancelo being get fever.
Okay.
So Haaland get knock for that game, but it looked like it's not too serious. There's a 75% chance of him playing, according to the Premier League website. So you're going to say, okay, maybe. But I mean, no fear, of course, because even
because I'm my captain.
No worry, Valan come out, he's owned by like 84% of people in the league, so everybody now go cry. Breakfast go touch everybody, even if you no play. So no fear, keep Alan. You go pay, you say you come out time, then
he can't go score.
And he starts his score trick, you know, as they be. And then I guess Leicester, even if they won fantastically over the weekend. They see the.
They be like team when they try to bounce back.
Yeah, but we're expecting that this match will be very high scoring game. So you have to keep Alan in your team.
What about Mitrovic?
Mitrovic, home to Everton. Actually, very good. Also, very good fixture for Mitrovic. You know, Fulham. Fulham being that very good win against Leeds. Last, yeah. I never know said they go win that match. I was very surprised. And they won that match. I think 3-1 or 3-2, actually. 3-2. So, exactly. So, they home against
And the guy we know reckon, William, I just got that winning goal. The guy we know, you know, give back. You know, it's in matter.
So, yeah, if you get Mitrovic for your team, so you don't have to worry, man. Mm. You have a very good weekend to look forward to.
I know one reason, Trossard, because for me, I don't see why they say put him for differential. If I want reason differential, it has to be Guimaraes and Xhaka. Because these two guys are guys that we say, somehow they deliver for their team. Since when Xhaka Ateta don't come in for this season, they play Xhaka more as attacking player than defensive. So Xhaka, they get chances to score goals. Guimaraes, I never see him score goals like he scored last season. But then, now one key player too for Newcastle. So of these four players, may I feel say, Xhaka and Guimaraes, now you two players to watch out for.
I don't consider to bring in Xhaka for a while because, like you said, you know they play the way they play last season, so he's making more runs into the box. The goal when he scored against Southampton, now those Lampard type runs into the box, the crossbar, he just come knock him, that kind of stuff. So he's making more appearances in the box, and that's what you never expect from Xhaka. In the average 5 points per game is. His highest ever in FPL history. So he's in there on this kind of mad form this season. So for 5.1 million, even if you don't get your first team, you're probably not going to be part of. If you look your first midfielders, your first four midfielders, or first three, depending on the kind of formation where they play. If you know make them to the first,
But for a manager like me now, we get Martinelli, we get Odegaard. I think come on, one of them put Xhaka.
If you get Martinelli and Odegaard, Martinelli is the very, very more likely to put more points than Xhaka. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How about Odegaard?
Odegaard, especially they're an attacking player. You almost even score last game, but you got cancelled.
Yeah, but then Jack and I, they give us more points now.
But how long can he sustain it for? You see, that's cool. Yeah, but the price they good. Like I said, now very good squad player for a manager. Mm. We could just keep him in case of fixture and that kind of stuff. He does carry and put. So 5.1 million, they all right.
Okay, for Rashford 6.6 million, he miss plenty goals. Me, I know, go even to reason him. So. Whatever your option on Rashford, just stick with your ideas.
I've been chopping Rashford when he been there in form, and those forms they come in practice.
In the miss chances.
Not ever the consistent. So when Rashford starts that, when he start and run, you get those 3 games. You could also get goal, get assist, get double, get brace. Then before you go down off.
You go off again.
So in the off period now. So maybe when he start the pick again, then if you consider down.
Okay, Moku see as we go. Watch out for Xhaka, watch out for Guimaraes too. And Olamide Moku sharply round up now. They talk about our captain for this game week 14. Sorry, they point your ear.
You don't know now. You don't know.
He has to be Alan.
see the goal wins called.
Nobody, they done on Alan these days. Even though we hear say he gets more injured, maybe he's gonna go play. We'll go see captain him.
Who are the king they play? I think I missed that. I don't forget who sports they play. Who are the king they play?
Who sports they play?
Because I'd always alter my
captain pick.
And funny enough, for how good are the king they I'd be surprised to see him get less than 50% ownership. So many people never hop on.
Funny enough, I don't put Hurricane for my squad.
Yeah, many people never hop on the Hurricane train. And this guy is the second highest scorer in the league. Even though Alan did that league, now they talk golden boots, she won for the golden boot. So he's playing they're playing Bournemouth away. Bournemouth lost to West Ham. They lose to West Ham 2-0 on Monday. So but Spurs,
Because now the worry about Harry Kane too be that because you go imagine say okay Harry Kane go definitely get goals but just one goal
because
when you get two goals three goals
it's because of how
Antonio Conte they set up
in the team to play so they really see the best of the best of Kane he drops too deep trying to initiate that kind of stuff and now most of it goes set pieces back post score and from a flick and that kind of stuff and the kind goes when they score this season so this fixture no too favor him away to Vitality Stadium not be the best place for him to get that kind of spirit but Haaland Man City versus Leicester, a very high scoring game historically.
Yeah, definitely.
And that match kind of they see 6-3, 4-0, 5, and that kind of stuff. So, and for Etihad again. So, my captain pick.
No, not for King Power.
For King Power.
King Power, yeah.
So, my captain pick to round up, now definitely Erling, bro. Haaland.
Everybody. I was the Haaland. Allah, no, your verse called blank.
No, it's blank. We do all right. Everybody said be blank. I like Alan.
Yeah.
I want you to carry him. I'm the Wala.
Alan definitely for everybody, at least everybody they chop out from Alan right about now. So if we, even if he get blank 1 week, you know if you blame him because that guy, you don't. Alan made 17 goals.
True, man. True. I'm not forgetting
17 goals.
Now, those three fixtures remain for World Cup. And those three fixtures are green fixtures for Man City.
Ronaldo scored 18 goals last season for Premier League. Allah not scored 17.
I mean, Man City good. So, almost every feature for them are green. But, you expect, say, Ingo hit that 20 mark before everybody go World Cup.
Abi? Okay, Moku Sasigobi, remember this is still FPL brought to you by the Republicans. And also, if you still subscribe to our channel, in case you never do that one, Football Republic NG for YouTube, that'll be our channel. And also, make sure you follow all our social media handles for social media from Twitter, Instagram, everywhere if you get us. And also, anywhere where they get your podcast from, if you always get this FPL podcast on top of that matter. I still remember you're one and only the first and the best life of Africa. The Pigeon Commentator of the Federal Republic, PCFR, Timi Dandewaka, and Olamide, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
To enter and I add again next week. Nabai, Gary. Nabai, Rice.